So how do you fight extreme poverty when a global pandemic and like 200 days of rolling blackouts just completely rewrite the rules of the game?
Yeah, that is the big question.
Right. Welcome to today's deep dive, everyone. Today we are unpacking South Africa's 2023 Sustainable Development Goals Report. We're sitting right at that halfway mark to the 2030 deadline, and our mission today is to really zero in on goal one, which is ending poverty in all its forms.
And to really grasp what's happening with this goal for you listening at home, you have to look at this massive collision of forces that hit right when the country was actually, well, making some real headway.
Right, because before the crises hit, the trend was genuinely promising, right? I mean, South Africa actually improved its tracking to cover about 72.3% of the SDG indicators.
Which is a huge jump.
Exactly. And extreme poverty, which is living on less than $1.90 or about 35 rand a day, that dropped from 26.3% in 2009 down to 18.8% in 2015. But then the data just stops. Most of the poverty metrics literally stall at 2015. It's like, imagine tracking a marathon runner's really impressive pace, but your GPS breaks at mile 13, right before this massive thunderstorm hits.
That is exactly it. And that thunderstorm, I mean, it was this awful combination of global and national crises. You had the global supply shocks of COVID-19, and then locally, the reality of load shedding.
Right, the planned national power outages.
Yeah, and that essentially blinded the people trying to track these goals. Survey schedules were delayed just as the situation on the ground was changing so rapidly.
Okay, so let's unpack the mechanics of that thunderstorm. Globally, COVID triggered massive job losses, food insecurity, but nationally, load shedding hit over 200 days in 2022.
200 days. It's wild.
It crippled businesses, agriculture, everything. But how does the power grid failing directly multiply poverty across the board?
Well, it triggers a total structural collapse. You have to think of multidimensional poverty like a building supported by different pillars, right? So income, health, education, basic living standards. When you knock out the electricity pillar, the other ones just crumble. Without power, water pumps literally stop working. Which is why we saw basic sanitation and waste removal decline to under 57%.
Wow, 57.
Yeah. And when the economy stalls, heavily rural provinces like the Eastern Cape and Limpopo, where the infrastructure is already so fragile, they see poverty rates spike to over 12 and 13%.
And I imagine this hits certain groups harder, right? Because women disproportionately rely on the informal economy for income, and they typically carry that burden of caregiving.
Absolutely.
So when those basic services fail, they're the ones forced to fill the gap. The lack of electricity isn't just, an inconvenience, it actively strips away their earning power.
Exactly. That structural failure left highly vulnerable populations with virtually zero options. It forced the government to step in with massive immediate life support.
The social grants.
Right. By 2022, they were distributing over 18.6 million social grants, and that includes over 13 million child support grants alone. Over 51% of government spending now goes toward this social wage and essential services.
Wait, wait. Over 51%.
Yeah, more than half.
So, is having nearly a third of the population dependent on government grants a sign of a working safety net, or is that just a giant warning sign of a completely unsustainable economy?
Well, I mean, it is an incredibly precarious position. It functions as a crucial shock absorber, so families can still buy food, but it's pure survival mode.
Right, it's not an engine for a long-term growth.
No, not at all. But, and this is fascinating, the sheer scale of these shocks forced a really unexpected, almost paradoxical reaction.
What do you mean?
The complete failure of centralized systems drove rapid decentralized adaptation. Load shedding actually inadvertently sparked a massive transition to solar power.
Oh, wow. Because people just had to figure it out themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Supported by a 25% tax break, individuals and businesses rapidly adopted solar. And you see the exact same thing with COVID-19.
The lockdowns forcing digital innovation.
Yeah. It accelerated digital learning, telemedicine, and we saw a 22-fold increase in remote working opportunities.
A 22-fold increase. That is crazy. So, to sort of wrap this up, South Africa was making real steady progress on poverty. But the twin crises forced this massive pivot from steady development to sudden tech-driven survival and social lifeboats.
This is a perfect way to put it, yeah.
Which really leaves you with something huge to ponder. If a severe crisis like a failing power grid can unintentionally accelerate the adoption of green energy and digital innovation way faster than stable policy ever could, might the future of sustainable development rely just as much on harnessing the momentum of these shocks as it does on careful long-term planning?